Once upon a time, there was a boy named Zachary, and he decided he was going to go to Africa. And when he went to Africa, he realized that he didn't really have a family there. So he decided, hey, where can I find a family? And so he looked around, and within the gates that he was living in, there was another family living there. And he said, well, maybe they'll take me into their family. So Zachary went down and played games with them and ate with them and taught them how to cook food from America, where Zachary was from. And they taught Zachary how to cook food from Africa, where they were. And Zachary taught them words in English, and the family he was living with taught them words in African. The language is called Chichewa, but that doesn't matter. And they played together and ate together, and they sort of became like family. And Zachary learned a lot about family from these people and what it meant to be a family. Zachary was white and the family was black, and obviously they didn't have the same mommy and daddy, but when mommy and daddy of the family that Zachary was living with decided they were going to have a baby, they asked Zachary to name the baby because, well, you know, Zachary was like part of the family. And so do you think Zachary felt like, after naming their baby and everything, do you think Zachary felt like part of the family? Oh. Uh-oh. I think Zachary felt like part of the family. And in case you guys were wondering, that Zachary wasn't really Zachary. That was me. And I found a different family in Africa when some people asked me to name their baby that I'd been hanging out with for 7 months. And, you know, you can really find family wherever you go. And what's really cool is that if you can't find family, as in friends and people that you know, you're always a part of the family of God. And God is always looking for new ways to incorporate people into his family, maybe asking you to name one of his children. Amen. You can go back to your seats now.
And baskets.